And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's fantastic, phenomenal, always fun, usually somewhat fascinating Friday as we head into the weekend, not being afraid even if the earth gives way or the mountains fall into the seas, because our help comes from the Lord. First, don't you love early sci-fi movies? I do. They were fantastic. Aliens would land on the Earth within seconds, right in the middle of the field. People would gather. It was cool. It was awesome. It was totally science fiction. And you know how we know it was totally science fiction? And it wasn't real? Because do you remember what the aliens would say? The aliens would say, "Take us to your leaders." But you know what? That's science fiction. Because truth will show you that's not how it goes. We'll examine that. Next, here is a hard pill for some people to swallow. If what I have to say about this really bothers you, then please do me a favor and never read the Book of Ruth, because it'll be God who's directly bothering you with his word, not me. As we're going to consider 1 Samuel, Job, and Ecclesiastes, we're going to find out there's more to what the Lord allows than we want him to. And then finally, and just think of the fill just before this, listen to this. Knock, 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 knock. Isn't that irritating? Somebody get up and answer the door, right? For crying out loud, I don't want to keep hearing that. That's just going to drive us crazy. So we venture back into the beautiful Yiddish concept that helps us understand Jesus better. We talk about the incredibly irritating, nagging power theory of the kingdom of God.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Nice. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. So much more. How much more? A lot more. Now remember, it's not professional radio, it's just radio. So we're asking you, what do you think? You can email us during the show, david@hemustincrease.org. That's david@hemustincrease.org. You can text us live during the show, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. Or you can call us, 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. When you make that call, 972-445-0770, you'll end up talking to Jammin' Jacob. All right, now talking to Jammin' Jacob, let's just get this straight. That's like heading into the weekend.
Yay. Thank you, David. And we're about to be heading into the weekend pretty soon.
Pretty soon. Only a four-hour drive home today. No, I'm kidding.
I'm sure it feels like it being stuck in traffic.
It does. It does. And this is the time where I come out of the week and I say, thank you, Lord, for letting me do the show. And then I'm in the traffic and I go, thank you, Lord. And then I say, why don't I have a helicopter? It's like the same thing. Anyhow, here's the bottom line. Maybe you've got a prayer request and you want other people to join you in faith, bringing it before the Lord. We would love that. We'd love to help. Maybe you've got a praise report. So powerful. When we share praise reports, it's powerful. And the reason it's powerful is because people hear that God is doing things, and that blesses people, right? We do the Bible trivia, and I'll get to that in a second, but I want you to be aware, taking care of one another is at the top. when you have something happen, just like, you know, Ronnie did, and he's got a friend of his named Eric Williams, and we're asking everybody to pray for Eric because he had a stroke, had a double stroke. We're asking the body to become the body of Christ in practice, not in theory. Because loving one another and caring about one another and taking care of one another, that is at the core of what we're doing. There are other people that have the opportunity to know who Jesus is by the way that we care for one another. By this shall all men know you are my disciples, by your love one for another. Very powerful, right? We also do Bible trivia, and we don't have any reservation doing that because we think it's important to keep the Bible at the forefront of our minds. Which disciple walked on water? Was it James, Andrew, or Peter? Which disciple walked on water? That's a pretty easy one. Was it James, Andrew, or Simon Peter? If you think you know the answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483. Additionally, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. Quick message to Brother Ace, my buddy. Yes. The answer is yes to his question. See how we did that? We said yes. People are like, what's that about? Do you need to know? What is that to thee? Followest thou him? Ha 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 ha. You thought I was going to say something different. Okay, so somebody is ready for the trivia question. Let's send him on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, David. Will Rogers.
Hey, Will Rogers. How are you, brother?
I'm great. Happy birthday, Navy.
Happy birthday, maybe. What do you mean?
Navy.
Davy?
Who's Navy?
Who I Navy. Oh yeah! I got that in history. You're killing me. In my history I have that. That it's the Navy's birthday today, right?
Amen.
1775, correct?
That's Charlie.
There it is! There's this. You know what? You're so good. Yeah, I had to think about it. I thought you said Davy. At first, I thought you said maybe. Then I thought you said Davy, right? And then it finally got to Navy, which all those rhyme. I just want to point that out. But that's excellent. 1775, United States Navy is established. And so happy birthday, Navy. Yes, sir. That is correct. Oh, excellent job there giving props to the Navy. And now you have to answer the trivia question, giving props to somebody involved with water. Which is funny. Which disciple walked on water? Was it James, Andrew, or Simon Peter?
Well, he said to the Lord, if it's you, Lord, and he's looking at Jesus walking on the water, it's like, what's the matter with you if it's you? Of course it's me. Come on, Peter.
That's it, brother! Woo! Now, don't you love how we did Navy, and then it was Peter, and he was walking on the water?
Water.
That's so good. Awesome, brother. Awesome, awesome. So you are such a blessing, and we appreciate you. And how you doing emotionally, mentally? How you doing in general?
I'm doing great. I will appreciate a prayer request. I'm traveling to Western Texas to observe the Lord's wonders in the sky with the eclipse tomorrow.
Okay. Let me pray over you for traveling mercies. Okay? Is that
yes,
good?
Sir.
All right, let's do it. Father, come before you right now. Lift up our brother. Lord, it's clear throughout your scripture that you had people petition for traveling mercies, for safety, for people to be able to accomplish what they're trying to get to where they're trying to get to. We're asking that for our brother. And that it would be not just a regular, just old trip, but a special event for his mind and his heart. It would be a blessing for him, and you'd even be able to share how much of a blessing that was with others. And that would bless them. And that you would be a partner with him in this process. Be his travel partner in this process, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen, brother. Excellente job. We really appreciate you.
Appreciate y'all.
All right. God bless, bro.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. That was good that he did that because I actually had that, but I didn't know it was coming. So it's like kind of cool. So.
Yeah, and I wanted to give a a ding ding sounder for you for figuring out what Will said.
Yeah. It took me, right? It was a little hard.
I didn't know at first either. Yeah.
I was like, this. And then he said, you know, if you go down the list, eventually it's got to be something with an AV. That's the best you can do, folks. All right. Great job on the trivia. Great job on that. Let's get into our first teach. This is just, oh, okay. Then we'll do DNA in the next segment, okay? So I'm not forgetting DNA, but I want to do this teach. This is really good. Listen to this. You'll really like this, okay? Luke chapter 3, 1 through 2, in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was the governor of Judea, Herod, tetrarch of Galilee, his brother Philip, tetrarch of Etura and Trachonis, and Lysanias, tetrarch of Abilene, during the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the desert. I love this. Okay? Luke 3, 1 through 2 lists Caesar, Pilate, Herod, Philip, right? And then Lysanias and let's see who else he is. And somebody else. No, the high priest of Ananias and Caiaphas. And here it is. These are all the fancy schmancy people. Now, I told you in the beginning, I love science fiction. And I do. I am in one of those people that like it. I don't care. It's how the Lord brought me in. I could care less what other people say. It's fine. It's fine. I don't care. But here's the deal. In every one of those science fiction movies, when the aliens land, they say, take me to your leader. Some say it with a Russian accent. Some say it with a different kind of accent, right? Take me to your leader, right? Right? Amazingly, when God sends his information from on high, he doesn't always send it to the fancy schmancy leaders. See, there's all these people, Caesar, Pilate, Herod, Philip. Oh, my goodness. The high priests, too. Caiaphas, Annas. And the word of God comes to John in the desert. Not in the palace. Not in New York Times Square, not to Washington, D.C., not to the Kremlin, not to any of those big places you would think they would. Nah, what I'm trying to say to you is that God brings his word to the people that are ready to hear it. And they can be separated in a desert. Nobody knows. God doesn't care. In fact, just to back that up, which I think most of you will agree with, the announcement for Jesus to the angel from the angels came to who? The shepherds who were out in the fields. There's a pattern here that no flesh will glory in his presence. And see, this is it's just that same thing. That announcement with Jesus goes to the lowly shepherds and not the world leaders. And this word of God comes to John and not to all these other powerful political people who are supposed to be so, you know, in tune with the universe. So here's really what the message is. Be humble and be separated from the worldly, and God will speak to you, whether you're in the desert or out in a field taking care of sheep. Don't be, I've got to be this level for God. No, you don't. You need to be humble, because the Lord favors the humble and does not enjoy or like the prideful. So be that. Here I am, Lord. One of the prayers that some people pray, and I think it's a really good prayer, and you don't have to pray it, but it gives you the mindset that I'm trying to communicate. One of those prayers is, Lord, everything I have is because of you. I'm nothing without you. Let's do what you want. I mean, that's just so good. It's just like that's the right spirit to have. We're all so great, aren't we? Except for not one of us would have the next breath if not for the gift of God. So you're not that great, because without God, you don't even get another breath. Oh, okay. There. All right, we'll take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Can't stand the skill, can't Have you ever wanted to get involved with a ministry that promotes Jesus Christ as Lord, but just don't know how? Serving in ministry is a matter of devotion, time, and talent. Are you looking for a place to try and test the waters? Do you want to get involved? Come join the Ambassadors Initiative. Be an ambassador for the David Spoon Experience. It doesn't pay great. Actually, it doesn't pay anything. But the eternal benefits are out of this world. Be a representative. Why not? It couldn't hurt. Well, we hope not anyway. You don't need to be a professionally qualified minister. You need to have a pulse. By that, we mean you need to have a heart. Just go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. Click on the three lines at the top right of the website and then click on the Ambassadors Initiative link. Fill out the form and we will reach out to you. Sorry. No parking tickets will be paid for you as an ambassador through this position.
The David Spoon Experience.
You should see Gabriel because he's just running everything. He has to run to this thing, run to this thing. It's great to see it because I just love that the Lord's bringing him in this way. Somebody ready to answer the trivia question? Yes, they are. So we're going to have them come forward, send them on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hello, Dr. Spoon. This is Deborah.
Deborah. Take two aspirin and call me in the morning. Anyway. All right. I hope you're getting a kick out of the show today. This is a fun one today. All right, you ready? All right, here you, this is a good one. Which of David's wives was described as very beautiful to look upon?
I believe it was Bathsheba.
That is correct! You are right!
Yay.
2 Samuel chapter 11, verse 2. That's exactly what it says. Excellent job. By the way, how you doing, Deborah? How are things going for you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm doing a lot better, and, you know, things are going well.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. I want everybody to keep praying for Deborah. Don't stop praying for the audience. One of the things I came up with today when I was praying is everybody should be praying that the Lord would just help one another. Help the people. Help the people, Lord.
Yes,
help the people.
I do pray that, and I do pray for the audience all the time. So
I love it, and I love that you do that, and I love that you call in. And like I said, you are the best guesser we have ever had. So excellent job.
You know, I always thought it was funny that David saw her bathing and her name was Bathsheba. I always thought that was funny.
That's so funny. I didn't even catch that. That's funny. He saw her bathing. Her name is Bathsheba. There you go. I'm using
all
that.
Right. Well, y'all have a good day. God all bless.
Thanks. God bless.
On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground
is... Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. We do have another trivia question, but first we're going to go to prayer again. We have another prayer request, and there's somebody's brother named George. Actually, it's Rosemary's brother, and he is really doing poorly. His heart's only working at about 15%. So we want to pray for him as well. And you think, well, why do you keep praying for the show? That's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to pray for one another, take care of one another, and love one another. So let's pray. His name is George, and we're asking what they're praying for is salvation and a healing miracle. So let's pray, and let's agree with Rosemary. Father, we come before you right now, and we ask you for George. We ask not just for his salvation, which we ask for first, that he might come to know you and surrender his heart to you, stop fighting against you in the sense of resisting you, but yielding to you, and that, Lord, you would bring healing power into his life. He's not doing good, Lord, and he's going to see you face to face soon if he doesn't get better. And we ask you for him now that you would bring healing to him, but you would bring healing of mind, heart, and spirit, and then body, because, Lord, nothing's more important than his salvation. Let him hear, know, and surrender to the gospel, the good news you've given to all of us. We pray for George. We pray for his salvation and his healing. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Okay, so now we're going to get into the trivia question. See, and people are like, well, you know, would you pray? You pray for everybody all the time. And when you make a commitment, by the way, and I really think this is important, when you make a commitment to pray for somebody, you pray, whether you pray at separated time or right then and there, or the moment you walk away from that person, you pray. When people ask me to pray for them, I usually pray within 60 seconds. Because if I keep going about my business, I will forget. And I don't want to be a forgetter when people need prayer. And neither do you. And then the other thing is, and I don't do this very good, but that doesn't mean you should follow my example in this one thing, and that is give updates. If the prayers are ongoing, give updates. Hey, I'm doing this, or I'm at this place, or I'm at this place. And, you know, so I've had some people praying for me in the last several weekends, and I've been doing so much better on the weekends because of these people that are praying for me. It's just you give them, let them know, hey, it's working. It's something's happening. Right? That's important. All right. Let's get to our next triv question. There's a lot to cover. We're going to get right into it. Trivia question. Who visited Jesus during the night? Who visited Jesus during the night? Was it Alexander, Nicodemus, or Agrippa? Who visited Jesus during the night? Was it Alexander, Nicodemus, or Agrippa? If you think you know, you can reach out to us, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483, or you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. We're going to do our DNA. We're not going to forget it, believe me. And our DNA is three letters that we've identified that is something helpful for us to function in life with. And here it is. D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Just spend some time. I was reading yesterday in Luke how Jesus withdrew to spend time frequently. And we don't know how frequent that is, but I can just guarantee it's a lot more than most of us probably do. And we need to spend that time with the Lord. And again, my argument is, well, I don't have enough time in the day. Well, 10 minutes less of that TV show or 10 minutes less of sleep would make an enormous difference in a person's life if you did that every day. It's just the truth. Draw closer to the Lord daily. D. N. Never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Never, never be ashamed of what Jesus had to say. Never. Okay? Never be ashamed of Jesus or his words. Luke 9:26. If anyone is ashamed of me and my words, I'll be ashamed of them when I return in glory. It's like, whew. And then A, always be ready.
To serve.
To serve, which is the very thing we want to do. It's like, we're not brilliant theological on this show. We're not even trying to be. There's a lot of theology. It's just not brilliant theology. It's just theology. But what that means is, you know what we do want to do? We want to encourage one another. We want to bless one another. We want to strengthen one another. We want to support one another. There's people that have health issues. There's people that have marriage issues. There's people that have financial issues. There's people that have mental issues. There are people that have emotional issues. That is what we want, okay? We want that, all right? All right. And for the prayer group, try not to do the prayer things during the show. Hello? Okay, thank you. All right. Hello. Thank you. All right. So you want to do it on the texts for the show, not on the prayer group line. All right. So let's get into, again, the trivia question. Who visited Jesus during the night? Was it Alexander, Nicodemus, or Agrippa? Alexander, Nicodemus, or Agrippa, who visited Jesus in the night? Your reference point is John chapter 3. That should help you out quite a bit. And so we're going to get into the next teaching, and this is another. I love these teachings. These are so fun for me to teach. I hope that it's a blessing for you. Again, if you want to, you can reach out to the show, 972-445-0770 for the triv question. 214-210-8483 for the text, david@hemustincrease.org for the email. 1 Samuel chapter 5, verse 8. 1 Samuel chapter 5, verse 8 says this. They sent word and gathered all the governors of the Philistines to them, and they said, "What shall we do with the ark of the God of Israel?" And they said, have the Ark of God, the Ark of the God of Israel brought to Gath. So they took the Ark of God of Israel away. So what this saying is, what the people did is they had their rulers, the Philistine rulers, and they came together to make a decision regarding this disaster that was created by the Ark of God being present in the city of Ashdod. And they made the decision to send the Ark to Ark of Covenant to Gath. And the reason is Gath, a stronger city than Ashdod was. It was like much more, it's like the difference between, you know, a smaller city like a Memphis versus a Nashville kind of mentality, right? So bigger city, more people. That was the political solution. That failed miserably because when the politicians got together and said, let's send it to a stronger city, a more powerful city, they thought that's going to be the solution, and it ripped apart, and then the city of Gath was getting trashed. So then the Philistines, 1 Samuel 6:2, said, summon the priests and ask them, what should we do with the Ark of God? Tell us, how can we send it back to its place? So then now, after they asked the rulers, the political rulers, what to do, and that was a disaster, now they're asking the priests to come and make a decision. And so the priests say, hey, you got to make an offering to God. You got to return the Ark to Israel. You got to do this differently. So when the politicians did it, their solution failed. But when the priests did it, their spiritual solution worked. I don't know how to say this any better. The spiritual solution was right. The political decision was wrong. And when they went with the spiritual decision, there was deliverance. I don't know how you can echo this anymore in the world. The Philistine rulers and the political people governing did what they thought was right as flesh governing people. The priests at least had enough common sense to say, it's God that's not happy, and we have to change that. At least they knew enough. It's like you look at our leaders and you go, gosh, does any of them know this? It's like so weird. Now, I do want to point this out because I love this one point. As part of the kicker, of course, there were 5 rats that were supposed to be made of gold. And many people think with that rats, that represents the disease that was going on. I think that's highly incorrect, and so do many other people. The 5 rats represented the 5 political leaders that were involved. And I just think it's God's way of saying sometimes political leaders are rats. It's just, sorry, that's just what I'm going to go with, and I think that's just a lot more likely. So the answer to these big-time problems are not political answers. They're spiritual answers. And we need to be aware of that. And oh, by the way, for your own life, it's not just in your own strength, but it's the things that have to be found in the strength of God. That's going to be your answer. Okay, who visited Jesus during the night? Was it Alexander, Nicodemus, or Agrippa? And the answer is Nicodemus was the one who visited. There you go. Take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Well, since we're being honest, so last week I was diagnosed with cancer, and that has been the biggest red flag. We actually thought, and I know God heals. I believe God heals. We actually thought I was going to begin surgery tomorrow, and I would have been out for about a month, which means everyone would have to do the conference without me. And that was going to be a big deal. We're keeping our faith. We're keeping our head up. We're going to keep working hard. Praise God that my surgery was delayed to after conference. And so really this conference will actually be the last time I get to speak for probably a good 2 or 3 months because of the surgery. I won't be able to speak. And even if you hear me now, I'm speaking kind of not as strong as normal. But I'm kind of excited this weekend, this conference is going to be my chance to say everything I need to say about Jesus and his love for people. And hopefully God can use my story as an example that no matter what you go through, you still have a calling. You still have a purpose. You don't let trials stop you from doing what God's called you to do. So I'm looking for. I'm thankful I get to be here for the conference, but that's definitely been some challenges to get ready for it, but it's going to be amazing.
All right, so there's a great thing that comes out of this from a scriptural point of view that I know you know, but sometimes hearing it from a third party is always a helpful element, and that is the Apostle Paul was specific in saying that my speech might not be that great, but don't misunderstand the representation and the power of the kingdom of God and the Holy Spirit that operates through me.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you can just sit there and say, you know, there's a connection there between what he went through, because they were making fun of the way he talked right up until he came. And then and that changed in a hurry. Right. And so the idea is to understand that. And then also, a mark of maybe dancing, but a mark of notice would be that you're doing this conference and there's a great deal of warfare that's coming against you. And
it's like,
that's just got to tell you, well, the enemy doesn't move in warfare if there's no purpose to move in warfare.
That's right.
I always tell people, Christians, when they go, oh, well, the enemy doesn't care about me. Well, because I never hear him, or I never, it's like, that's a problem.
Absolutely.
That's not a plus. That's a negative.
Yes.
You know,
it's like,
that means you are no threat to any kingdom anywhere, and that is not good. Let's pray. Can I pray for you
real quick?
Let's do it. So, Father, we come before you right now. We pray in the name of Jesus that you would just touch Jason in this surgery process. We know that you can heal. We know that you mend. We know that you help people recover. But you also help people accomplish the tasks assigned to them. And what we pray for is a peace for him and his family. And we pray for a strength, an energy, almost talked about in Colossians, where you give the people the energy to accomplish. And we pray for that energy to work through him, through you, so he can finish the task that was set before him and recognize everything he's doing here has kingdom and eternal value, and nothing should take away from that. We pray that in Jesus' name.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's Amen, 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Getting ready for our next trivia question. Then we're going to send you up to the website. Then we're going to do history. Then we're going to do another teaching. And all that kind of stuff. You know, as far as we know, I mean, that's what I think is going to happen. That's the best I can tell you. Here is your trivia question. What was the name of the older man who blessed Jesus and his family when Jesus was just a little baby? Was it Zechariah? Was it Carpus, or was it Simeon? There's some question of what it is. I think Simeon would probably be the better translation of that. This is in Luke chapter 2, by the way. Luke chapter 2. What was the name of the old man who blessed Jesus and his family when Jesus was a little, you know, little tyke? A little tyke. A little baby, right? If you think you know, reach out to us. We are, before we take any calls, going to send you guys to the website. I'll tell you about that in a second. But let's make sure that we stay on board with this. If you do think you have an answer, 972-445-0770. You can also text 214-210-8483. As well, you can send an email, david@hemustincrease.org. I'm going to send you up to the website before we take the caller. And the reason is we need funds. He's like, is this stuff fun to listen to? You bet. You know what we can't do it with? We can't do it with just credit. We can't afford it. Just tell you, Don would not appreciate that, nor would anybody else. So if you go to the website and you can give, great. If you can't, you can still go to the website and have fun and enjoy it. There's still tons of stuff up there. But if you can give, you know, peel off some, that'd be great. But you will only get a receipt. You won't get anything else other than you're giving it unto the Lord, and then it becomes between you and the Lord, just best we can offer you, best we can say to you. Check out the website at hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
hemustincrease.org.
Praise report?
hemustincrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
hemustincrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
hemustincrease.org.
hemustincrease.org.
There you go. A little Star Wars for you right there. Okay, we do have somebody ready to answer a trivia question. Let's send him on through. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Don.
Hi, Don. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. To be honest, we haven't talked about this much, but I'm keeping a diligent eye on our day today because having my background gives me that requirement on being Christian radio, plus also having an awareness that I'm highly Jewish. Just put me in a little bit of a keep your brain aware kind of thing, but everything is good. Everything is strong. And but personally, I'm doing well, and I'm just loving the people, the audience, and the show. Just the best people, just fantastic people. So that's wonderful. I'm doing well. Thank you.
I would love to talk to you about my name, my last name, and we have suspicion that it was actually a Jewish name, and when they left, they came over to the States, they changed the spelling.
Wow, that's actually what happened to us. Only they changed the name when they got to Ellis Island.
Wow,
isn't that weird?
That's that like, weird. Yeah. I mean, because, but you know that's what people did back then.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly correct.
Yeah,
that is right. Okay, excellent job. All right, trivia question. All right, here we go.
Yes.
Okay. What was the name of the older man who came and blessed Jesus and his family when Jesus was just a little tyke? Was it Zechariah, Carpus, or Simeon?
Zechariah.
Okay, now here's what I want you to think. I want you to think this, though. Okay. What was John the Baptist's dad's name?
Oh.
That was Zechariah.
Someone is trying to call me, so I can't every time. Okay.
It's now, Zechariah now was John the Baptist's dad, but it wasn't him, but it was the other guy that starts with a, it's like blank says. Blank says, when you have to follow and copy. Do you know what that is?
No.
Okay.
I can't hear you.
Okay. That's okay.
Something's wrong with my phone.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, brother.
That's all right, brother. The answer is Simeon or Simon.
Yes.
That's it. Good job. That's it, brother. It's okay that the people call you when you call. That's just, well, why would you be surprised? Shouldn't surprise
you. All right, brother. You have a blessed day.
All right, you too, bro.
I enjoy listening to you every day.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate that.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Luke chapter 2, verse 34. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, the child will be rejected by many. So Simeon or Simon. Okay, I know. There's an argument there. Who cares? Some people. It's tomato. It's tomato. Okay. Sure. You see what things matter and what things don't? That's one of them that doesn't matter. Okay, good. All right, so we're going to do history and then stop. We're not going to do history. We're going to do the teaching, and we'll do history in the next segment, okay? And by the way, I want to give props to Jacob. So this is now, is this your third complete week or second complete week?
I think it's third.
Okay.
Third, yeah.
So you're doing an absolutely excellent hitting the spot on cues. Especially this early on. So I just want to know you're doing a great job, okay? And you know that'll cost you? About $350. Okay. You might as well just get used to that. Every time it costs you something, it's about $350. Okay. There you go. See if you know where that's from. And then the Loch Ness Monster, he said, I want about $350. All right, there we go. We'll just move on. I'll have to tell about that later on. Let's go into the teaching. That's right, people. I do get to smile and laugh every once in a while. This is going to be a little bit of a bitter pill, and I don't want you to make it like a bitter pill. I don't know how to say this any different. We're going to look at one brief thing in Samuel, in Job, and in Ecclesiastes, but I just want you to understand, I'm not the one that wrote this, but I'm also telling you this is only part of the story. Could you please listen to what I'm saying? It is only part of the story, right? Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 7. The Lord sends poverty and wealth. He humbles and he exalts. Shall we not accept both and praise him in all things? Job 2, 9 through 10. His wife said to him, are you still holding on to your integrity? Curse God and die. He replied, you talk like a foolish woman. Shall we accept good from God and not trouble? And all this, Job did not sin in what he said. What about the wife? Well, the problem with the wife is she was what? She was complaining, and that was the sin. What's the problem there in 1 Samuel? That the Lord does send times of blessing and times that are stricter and more of a poverty-oriented. And if you don't think that's true, then what do you think it means when God says that he sends a famine? It's like, what? But what we need to understand is when the famine took place for Israel before they were a nation, that was God establishing them so that they could be a nation. They weren't quite there yet. And so when the famine took place and they had to go to Egypt to get food, God used that famine to establish them. And what we always think of is when it's financially terrible, God is mad. And when it's financially good, God is happy. And none of that is true. I just want to say this real quickly. None of that is true. If the Lord allows you to go through prosperous times, you know you're not supposed to set your mind and heart on that. You should recognize you have no more favor with God than you did prior to that, because the favor you had with God comes through Jesus Christ. And that doesn't change in your banking account. The institutionalization of monetary understanding for mankind is not existent on the redeeming work of Jesus Christ, but your salvation is, and your value is, and your worth is. Jesus didn't pay more blood for you because you're rich or less blood for you because you're poor. There is no change. And what people don't like, and it's, they don't like, listen, there's an old saying for those that don't know, I've been rich and I've been poor. Rich is better. Okay. Right. That's not hard to figure out. But what we can't do is think every time that we're going through it that God is mad or something's wrong or there's something, you know, inappropriate or negative or all of that stuff. And we do, but we don't, we're not trying to, but we kind of lean into that because it feels oppressive. Even if it's not oppressive, it feels oppressive. And we don't know everything that's going on because God hasn't revealed it to us. And so why I bring that up is because the Lord sends both. There's times in your life, there's times in my life, there's times in all of our lives where things have been like, woohoo, right? Rock and roll. Extra bonus check, I'm rolling. I must be loved. And then it's like half the check you thought I was going to be. Uh-oh, what I do now? And it's like none of that exists except in the realm of challenging who you are as a child of God. And who would do that? Would God do that? No. But then who would do that? Satan would do that.
What are you trying to tell me? Satan is real?
Well, it's quite simple, really, super easy. Ready? If you believe Jesus is real and you don't believe Satan is real, you're confused. Just can't say it any different. Jesus taught as much about Satan and the kingdom of darkness as he did about love. You don't hear that often talked about, do we? Oh, well, there you go.
Oh, he just loved everybody.
That's right. When Jesus loved, he rebuked. Anyway, we'll get to that another time. Here's what I'm trying to tell you. The Lord will bless you, loves to bless you, pours his blessings out upon you. And there's other times where he sends it where things are thin for his reasons and his purposes. It doesn't mean you're valued less. It doesn't mean he thinks of you less. It doesn't mean he considers you less. It might mean you have to lean on the Lord more. I know that sounds bad because it's finances, but isn't that the whole thing? Okay. We tell you we go through financial stuff here. I don't like it. I wish somebody did. Sure. I laughed with Noel the other day. So I guess somebody in California won the lotto. I hope it's somebody who listened to the show in the past. Of course I'm going to say that because it makes it easier. But that doesn't mean that God loves me 1 ounce less. Come on. You are his heart.
I just want to say so many different words there, and I just came up with her. I mean, you are his passion. You are in his thoughts. He loves you.
You think, well, I know, but this 70, 80, 90 years is so hard.
Well, I know, but when you get to 100, 105, 120, 150 years, you'll be going, that was nothing. That was nothing, because now I'm in eternity. Think of it in those terms, okay? All right. All right, we'll take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, the love of many will grow cold. And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
So the situation for the woman turned out to be fine. But remember, he's there with Jairus, and Jairus' daughter is dying. Verse 35, while Jesus was still speaking, some people came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue leader, and said, your daughter is dead. Why bother the teacher anymore? Overhearing what they said, Jesus told him, don't be afraid, just believe. This is a situation for Jairus that went from worse to the worst. All right, you know how we said it can go from bad to worse? We were talking about that. Well, it can go from bad to worse to the worst. And this is the worst. The guy's daughter died.
Oh, she wasn't just really sick.
She died dead. And they even said to her, "What? There's no point in talking to this guy anymore. This is over. Situation done." And that's how a lot of us process. Situation done. But then Jesus does what Jesus does because he's so amazing. He overheard what they said to him. They didn't say it to Jesus. They said it to the guy. They said it to Jairus, right? And they said to him, why bother the teacher anymore? Overhearing what they said, Jesus said to Jairus, don't be afraid, just believe. So there are three things that you can't miss this. Number one, Jesus is telling the guy whose daughter just died, ignore them. It's like, can you imagine? Okay. The doctor just pronounced her dead. Yeah, ignore that guy. What? He's the doctor. Ignore that guy. That's just like the blind man who are like, people are telling him, be quiet, stop it, stop it. And he shouts out all the more. It's at some point you just got to ignore any external noise that hasn't been sanctioned by God and just go, yeah, I'm not paying attention to that. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. That's KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas. I'll give a shout out to Joanne saying, yes, call in. This would be a good time. And then I'll drop a trivia question on you. And then we'll go into the teaching. She wanted to know if she could share something with the audience. Of course. See, this is the thing. When you guys have something happen or something's going on and something can bless other people, we want you to call in and share about that. You want to know why we want to do that? Because that encourages other people and blesses other people in different things that they're going through. Isn't that not great? It's like, this is so cool, right? So what I might do, though, is she'll be able to get the trivia question, so it won't be hard. Although she has not met yet, and I'm going to tell her this when I talk to her. She's not met a person who's been texting and engaging with the show and has been just on an unbelievable, excellent terror a tear on our trivia question. So I'm going to introduce them. So go ahead and send her on through. All right. Knock, knock. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Oh, hi, Dr. David Spoon. This is Joanne, and I'll make it fast.
Okay. Well, wait. I'm going to give you something. There's one of the gals that's listening to our show that you haven't met yet or heard me talk about. Her name is Jeanette. She has been, we're calling her 5 for 5 because she's getting every trivia question right all the time. And the reason I'm telling you that is because she's another person I want you to be praying for. Now, I'm going to give you the trivia question, let you answer it, which you'll easily get, and then you can tell us her resource, okay? Because
okay,
I have confidence.
I'll pray for Jeanette.
Okay, all right.
What
was the degree of relationship between Simon, Peter, and Andrew? What were they?
They were brothers.
That is correct, Amundo! And we're gonna give Jeanette the opportunity to know. I know she would have got that. But we're calling her 5 for 5 because that's what she's been doing for about 3 weeks. 5 for 5 every day.
Proud of her. She knows her Bible.
Oh. That's exactly right. All right. Now it's your turn. You can share a resource.
Okay. This has been burning in my heart to share with the audience because it's such a wonderful resource. There is an author, Dr. Jeff Myers, with Summit Ministries, and I heard about him, I think, on Focus on the Family or Dr. Dobson about a year ago. In this book he's written called Truth Changes Everything, How People of Faith Can Transform the World in Times of Crisis. And boy, howdy, everybody who knows apologetics has recommended this book. But anyway, I was just looking at my fall schedule for speakers at my church this Sunday at First Baptist Downtown, and Dr. Jeff Myers is going to be speaking about Truth Changes Everything. So it's from 5:30 to 7 at First Baptist Dallas. So if people will go to firstdallas.org/DU. DU stands for Discipleship University. I just want people to know that sounds like a wonderful opportunity, and of course it's free.
Yeah. Now let me do this. When that gets closer, I want you to call in again and tell people that it's coming up, like when it's like a couple weeks away. How far away is it now?
Well, it's this Sunday, October 15th.
Oh, so it's this week.
It's just 2 days away. So I'm sorry. Not much notice.
No, not much notice. Right. So if you want to go, this is your
Sunday.
Time, right? This
yes.
is it. Okay.
Dr. Jeff Myers of Summit Ministries.
That's
and
right.
So thank you for letting me share that
you
opportunity.
You bet. I have one of his books, so I know this solid as can
cool.
be. So, yep. Excellent.
Yeah. Oh, well, we love you, Dr. Spoon, and audience, and praying for everybody to have a fantastic weekend in our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks again. Take care.
All right. God bless you.
Thanks. You too. Bye. Bye-bye.
All right. Joanne, such a delight. All right, so now I've only got 4 minutes, and I only need 3.5 minutes, so just be quiet and listen. If I ever said that to Noel, I'd be in so much trouble. Anyway, okay, here it is. Delilah nagged Samson to the point of making him go bonkers. In Judges 16:16, it says, with such nagging, she prodded him day after day until he was tired to death. Wow. Jesus backs up this nagging theory in Luke 18. He says, told his disciples they should always pray and never give up. He said, a certain town, there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared about men. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with the plea, grant me justice against my adversary. For some time he refused, but finally he said to himself, even though I don't fear God or care about men, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will see that she gets justice so that she won't continually wear me out with her coming. So Jesus teaches us and is teaching prayer to his disciples on how they should always pray and not give up. And he's teaching them, hey, be a nag. I know you guys, but no, you don't understand. He tells us to nag away. And you're thinking, what do you mean, nag away? Matthew 7:7-8. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks, receives. He who seeks, finds. And to him who knocks, the door will be opened. All of those words, asks, seeks, and knocks, are all perfect present tense continual action thereof. Every one of them. That means you keep asking, you keep seeking, and you keep knocking. And Jesus is telling you to do that in Matthew 7:7-8 and Luke 18:1-5. He's like, pray in a way you never give up.
push. And this is one of the fills that was earlier on in the show. Pray until something happens. Keep praying. Keep praying. You can say thank you. You can say I need you to do it now. Just read the Psalms. That's what David does 100 times. Both of those. And so this nagging theory, that word, by the way, that word where it says bothering me, yet because this widow keeps bothering me in the Greek also means annoy. That's how Jesus is teaching us to pray. Annoy. And you're thinking, why? Why? Is it so that my faith level can rise? No. It's so that you'll spend more and more time with God. That's why. The Lord doesn't do all this stuff because he's just like, I'm going to make them suffer. I'm going to drop really hot stuff on the roof and make them dance little dances. That's not what's going on at all. It's that the Lord loves hanging out with his kids, and sometimes the only way to get them there is for them to latch onto something and need it really bad to go after it, and then they spend time with the Father. But I love the Delilah Samson nagged him to the point where he was tired. He just wanted to die. Okay, nag God. But you know what I'm talking about. Persistently pray, seek, pursue, pray until something happens. Don't quit. Keep knocking, keep talking, keep praying. One, you spend great time with God. Two, you see miracles. Three, other people are blessed. Come on. Just your persistence in prayer will change the lives of other people for eternity. Do that. Okay? All right. Good show. A lot of fun. Great job, Jacob. Have a great weekend. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Truth Station here in Texas, taking a 71.5-hour break. We'll come back later then. God bless you.
Most of my life, it feels like I've been running.
And opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.